the juniors really went like 60 to present their class play, Lilium. After his life on Earth, Lilium, played by Mike Anderson, was judged in the heavenly court by Gordy Kaplan.
Your name?
Lilium.
Isn't that your nickname?
Yes.
What is your right name?
Andreas.
And your last name?
Foxy.
After my mother. Your age?
24.
Don't try to deceive us, Andreas Savatsky. We see through you and through a pane of glass.
Well, you speak so much, what are you asking me all these questions for?
Roused by the pending paper strike, the Echo staff decided to gather wood pulp from the leftover logs from Lumberjack Day. Helping the staff were Husky, George Olson, Curly Logering, and all the boys. After a season of basketball games and pep fests, the varsity band swung into their annual Pops concert with Swing Bolero. The concert band changed from their normal tempo with Sweet Sugar Blues. The importance of a good student council, the governing body of senior high school, was stressed by Vice President Gordy Kaplan in his campaign speech.
We want a student council that will truly represent the student body, one run by the students and for the students. A forward-looking progressive council, which will accomplish its purposes.
Our president, Vern Strand, had this important message.
This job has an added responsibility, that of managing the administration of the new constitution and guiding it through its one-year trial period.
Think back on all the dances of this year. The homecoming dance, the Christmas ball, the A-ball, the tropical, soft lights, the dreamy music, the sweet smell of corsages, and the girl that you held tenderly. With spring in the air, the sophomores decided to brighten the auditorium with morning glories, rosebuds, and four-leaf clovers on the set of Park's first sophomore class play, Spring Green. We now hear Major Todd, played by Paul Goldstein, talking to his son, Newton, Jim Quayle.
Could you let me have Nick months along a few weeks ahead?
How many weeks ahead?
Just four.
Four!
I've got to use some money.
So have I.
You wouldn't have to give me my whole $10. $9 would do.
Would do what?
Do for bottle of Spring Green. It's our favorite perfume.
$9 for perfume?
But it's worth it, Father. You ought to smell her.
The blue stillness of the pool was disturbed by the rhythmic splashing of the surf bells. Meanwhile, outside of the school, the world was moving at a rapid rate, especially between McDonald's and the senior high, when we got caught by that well-known sound. As the final act of Midsummer Night's Dream came to a close, so did the theatrical season at Park. The closing words of Puck, played by Chris Meathey, proved to be a fitting epilogue for all the plays this past year.
And so, good night unto you all. Give me your hands if we be friends, and Robin shall restore amends.
In spring, a young man's fancy lightly turns to thoughts of baseball, golf, tennis, and track.
Welcome to the 1959 third annual Parks Relay. That was a starting gun for the mile relay.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the most colossal, most stupendous, most fun-tabulous event in the history of St. Louis Park High School, featuring the German Rootbeer Garden, a teacher's melodrama, and a variety of booths. Welcome to Jesterday. Reverend Harvey was brought to our area by the Lake Conference Student Council. We found that he knew all about us as teenagers by giving examples of the type of jokes we tell.
I told this to a group of businessmen as an example of some of the humor that you share, and I had to explain it to them. But it went something like this. It's just a one-line joke. It goes like this. Would you like to contribute to Indian relief, Mrs. Custer? And
Reverend Harvey also knew our reasons for needing to be popular and our symbols of popularity.
The amazing thing is you don't keep it a secret. In fact, it's important that everybody knows that you are going steady. You trade symbols with one another to let everybody know that somebody's got their brand on you, that you belong. Look, somebody loves me. And this is the one that really gets me. Here is a girl, she's 5'2", and she's dating a guy who's the guard on the football team, and he's 6'2". He weighs about almost 195 pounds. He's a monster. And he has a varsity sweater. You know what this is like. Now, the amazing thing about most of these girls is they're very meticulous about the way they dress. They won't go out of the house unless every thread is in place. And what happens? They go out with this guy, and finally he gets the nerve enough.
Now you go steady.
And he puts it around her, and he could barely find her after that. And the block itself, the block leather, is almost as big as she is. And here is this girl who the next morning can hardly wait to get to school and come down that hallway looking like a pup tent going someplace to...
He also knew that we could often confuse our principles with our ideas of false popularity.
I don't think that this nation was ever built by a generation who believed that the most important thing in life was success, or to make money, or to be popular, or happiness. And this nation needs men, I think, today, as it had back there a couple of generations ago, of people who are willing to sacrifice, and where success wasn't so all important, who are willing to give rather than take, who are willing to live for something rather than just live for nothing except themselves. And I ask every one of you, because believe it or not, there's nothing more serious happening in our land today. This Cold War, you know, is not just going on in Berlin or in Matsu. This Cold War is going on right now in your mind. It goes on every time you make a decision, whether to live for yourself and live as you please, or whether there is some ultimate loyalty that claims you, whether there is a God who makes claims on you and demands your obedience, not just for our country's sake, but for your sake. When you can take this seriously, then I think you will be able, possibly, to gather around others who are looking for someone to believe in, something to give their lives to, that when you do this, your life will have an influence. It can't help but have one. And that when others are infected by what you stand for, then this is exactly what's going to happen in this country. We'll have this generation standing for something and not just falling for everything. Thank you very much.
His hard-hitting conclusion left each of us with a great deal to wonder about our generation and its future.
Our senior year, yes, it's been so dear. We shared our troubles all.
Looking back on its senior year, the class of 59 used the senior assembly to reminisce. Many laughs and a few tears were the results of this brief glimpse of memories. Before the solemnity of graduation began, a sound that still rings in our ears was heard for the last time by seniors. As graduation drew near, Mr. Foltmer, principal of our senior high, spoke to the seniors.
As students of St. Louis Park Senior High School over the past 3 years, you have had the privilege of attending one of the finest schools in the state. We on the school staff pledge ourselves to the task of making this school even better in the future. I am sure that you will always be proud to claim Park High as your alma mater. But more important, I sincerely hope that you will make us proud to claim you as alumni of St. Louis Park Senior High School.
The caps and gowns had been discarded. The white diplomas had been handed out. And the class of 59 had been graduated. Yet the seniors were unwilling to break up as a group, so they gathered for one last time at the senior party.
We're loyal to you, Park High. We're orange and black, Park High. We'll back you to stand against the best in the land, for we know you can stand, Park High. Rah, rah, so back up that ball, Park High. We're backing you all, Park High.
By the time the sun had risen, every senior had felt the tug of mixed emotions. A certain relief at finally graduating, but the much stronger feeling of sorrow and regret that it's all over. For the sophomores and juniors, this past year hasn't been their last year of senior high. But there will never be another quite like it. In the future, there will be years as exciting and as rewarding as this one, but they'll not be quite the same. This year has held a certain something that hasn't been found in years past and won't be in the years to come. There will never be a graduating class of 59 again, nor the same athletic teams, nor the same committees. There will be only one 1959 in the hearts and minds of Park students.